He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in everything that God is doing. Not some of the things that God is doing, but we will rejoice and be glad in everything that the Lord is doing. And so let us put some joy in our life. Let us have some joy. Remember now, Jesus says he leave us with joy so that our joy may be full. Mm-hmm. And not only that our joy may be full, it must remain, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's put some joy in this Monday morning as we go through the Word of God.
It's the 1st of December. It's the last month of 2025. Remember, our prophetic word for 2025 is this is our year of fruitfulness. So we are in month 12 of 2025. We must enter into 2026 with fruit. Why? Because in 2026, it will be multiplying exponentially.
Yes.
So the fruit that we bring into the new year. Now, the enemy, he's going to try to get in your ear and tell you to put some things off until 2026. Oh, you didn't get to it this year, but next year is going to be your year. No, let's intervene now and operate in now faith and do the things that we said with our mouth, we declared into the atmosphere on December 31st, 2024. Let us continue to bring those things to the finish line and not procrastinate into 2026. We need to enter into 2026 with the fruit of 2025 so that it can multiply.
Therefore, there's no question when 2026 gets here. Mm-hmm. When 2026 gets here, then we're not going to be talking about being fruitful. We are going to talk about multiply. Mm-hmm. See, first be fruitful and multiply. So 2026 is the and. Mm-hmm. It's the and multiply time. Mm-hmm. But if you come into 2026 without fruit, there's nothing to
multiply.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. We're just going to have fun next year. Okay.
Anything times zero is
zero.
1 times zero is zero. 1 million times zero is
zero.
So we make sure that we are not bringing zero into 2026, that there's fruit from 2025 that we are bringing in with us. Last week, we had 2 points, and we have the last three to make it 5 points of how to be fruitful and multiply. So all last week, we were talking about trusting God. Trust in the Lord and His Word. And point number two was to embrace challenges. We
yes.
must know that challenges will come. We must know that we are able to do hard things so that when the next challenge comes, we are equipped, we are ready to move forward and be the solution that God has called us to be in the earth. So this week, we're going to jump right in to point number three, which is to grow in the knowledge of God.
Beautiful point. Yes. Growing how? In the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. Once we learn this principle, then 100% our life will be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
You and I cannot grow in the knowledge of God and don't produce fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I would say here, it is impossible. Mm-hmm. It is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to learn now how to grow in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And once I learn how to grow in his knowledge, then my life will be what?
Fruitful. We have to get the illustration in the eyes of our spirit. We're growing in the knowledge of God.
Yeah.
So it's not the knowledge of God growing in us.
Yes.
Because if the knowledge of God was growing in us, then it has the physical restriction of our size and our stature.
Yes.
But it's us growing in the knowledge of God.
Yes.
So there's this vast knowledge of God. So there's this land of unlimited knowledge of God that we have the potential to grow in, to begin to fill that space of knowledge. So if we think of it as the knowledge of God growing in us, then there's limitation.
Yes.
Because we are only going to be able to grow so big in our own human stature and stuff. But we are growing in the knowledge of God. So the knowledge of God is surrounding us through the word. The Bible says that even creation bears his name. So all the knowledge of God is around us, and we have the capacity to grow without limits, to in a limitless way, to be able to grow in the knowledge of God. So we're going to look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And verse 17 tells us that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Ooh, this is so powerful. And think about the statement and on the emphasis that you have made this morning, Pastor Dan, that we ought to grow how in who? God's knowledge. And then God's knowledge is limitless because God is infinite and we are finite. So there is no limit to the knowledge of God. So we need to grow and keep growing in that limitless knowledge. Okay. How this happened? Through the word in 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. How are we going to do that? It's through the word. And here's the foundation. He laid all scripture, not sub-scripture.
Yeah.
There it is now. So, see, it cut that little segment that we just want to learn 2 and 3 scripture. He said now all scripture, all of them. So we should be diving in all the scriptures. And once we get into all the scripture, hallelujah, then we grow. That's endless knowledge of how God does things. Amen.
Yeah, because we're going to see some things that we don't like.
Yeah.
Right? Because it says it's for reproof. It's for correction. So there's some things we're going to see in the scripture, and in the carnal mind, it's going to say, well, disregard that.
Yeah.
That was for back then, or that was for this group of people or that group of people. But it's telling us, no, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable. So when we are corrected, it is profitable.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to be corrected through the word of God. I would rather the word of God correct me than people have to come up against me and correct me. Right? My dad used to always say, if you do it right the first time, you don't got to keep going back and doing it again. So if we live our life above reproach, according to the word of God, we're going to be living a life of no regrets and productivity.
Because our life will become productive when we look in at the scripture. Because the scripture is good for correction. So I'm doing something which I think is right. But now when I look through the eyes of the scripture, then I see that what I'm doing is incorrect. It's wrong. So now I can put it aside. It corrects me. Ooh. So we got to see why we have to love the word of God. You got to love it. Every Christian should love the word of God. You can't just read it sometime. You have to read it all the time. Find the word of God that fits the situation that you're doing and do it the way God says it. That's growing in the knowledge of God. All the knowledge that we need is in the word. Hallelujah. All the knowledge that we need is where?
In the word. And sometimes we look at correction as being bad. Oh, we're doing something bad. We have to be corrected. But a lot of times correction is just an adjustment to be able to perfect it, to be able to do it better, to bring it in to the totality of the function or such that it was created, something was created for. So we're being guided. We're being coached. That's also a form of correction. It's not just, oh, we so bad or that's so bad. No, it's just a little adjustment here and a little adjustment there that makes us more efficient, that makes us be able to be more effective in different areas of life. All right, our next scripture going into 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 tells us something else to grow in. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. So this is something else for us to grow in. Grow in the grace. So now, same illustration, same visual. There's all this grace all around us. Amen. And we're to grow into it. A lot of times, one of the hardest thing as a born-again believer is to believe that the grace applies to us.
Yeah.
You know, we think, okay, well, there's grace for that person, or there's grace for this person, or there's grace for that situation. No, but the grace is for all of us now to grow into the endless grace of God that was expressed through Jesus Christ. That grace is for us to grow in so that we could continue to try, so we could continue to move forward, so we could continue to be perfected, so we could continue to produce fruit and multiply.
So we have, number one, to grow in the grace. No, in the knowledge, number one. We must grow in the knowledge of God. Number two, we must also grow in the grace of God. So in order for us to have a productive life, in not some area, in all the areas, we have to grow in knowledge of God and in the grace of God. So we have both the grace and the knowledge in order to live a life of productivity.
The grace helps us to grow in the knowledge, right? Because without the grace, we would be given up. But we have grace to continue to move forward. Paul said, I could do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Paul, he knew the tremendous grace that he received. He knows the kind of man that he was when he was known by Saul. And he knew this grace that he came into through Jesus Christ. He knew that he was able to do hard things. He knew that his life was able to be radically changed and him to go forth and build the same kingdom that he worked so hard to destroy when he crossed over from darkness into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to encourage you this morning to continue to go forward in grace and knowledge. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
Across the desert, wrapped in scars, one is brighter than a chandelier of stars. Tired and lonely over miles of mountains and sand, the prophets tell of a baby he is born to save. Like graffiti on our hearts, the world will know his name. Heaven like a highway exit sign,
points to Bethlehem.